Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 808 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Jennifer, but before we get to her question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, a company I've been working with for the past couple years. They've been helping me keep track of my business finances, which is extremely helpful come tax season. It just also helps me keep a leg up on everything that's going on in my business. But more than that, I'm also able to send really, really professional looking invoices to my coaching students really, really quickly. And I can get paid much sooner because it just makes the process super easy on both sides. Plus, I can easily keep track of who is paid and also who has even yet to open those invoices, which is super handy because then I can follow up if I need to. So you should check them out for free for 30 days. They have a 30-day free trial at FreshBooks.com/AskPat, and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Jen.
Hi, Pat. This is Jen from SideOfIncome.com. Every entrepreneur I listen to stresses the importance of a mastermind group. I found a group of people to come together to form this group, but we're not sure what to talk about or what the structure of our meetings should be. I was curious if you can share any insight around what makes a successful mastermind group and what kinds of ways we could be leveraging each other to make the group a success. Thanks so much for everything you do.
Hey, Jen, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate this. I've actually presented on this topic before because I agree masterminds are incredibly, incredibly important, but they have to be structured in order for them to work well. I've been a part of mastermind groups that have folded simply because there was no structure, and I don't want that to happen to the one that you're in because it's just, it's pretty hard to find the right people, and once you find the right people, you still have to have the structure or else it's just going to fold. So you've done half the work. Now I want to get you to a point where you're getting benefits and everybody else in the group is getting benefits from each other as well. So I actually have a link that we'll put in the show notes here in Ask Pat episode 808. So you can go to askpat.com and search episode 808 to get that. But the link will be for a webinar replay of this particular presentation. I actually had so much great feedback from this presentation that I did a webinar about it. And then after that, I put it up online for everybody to receive. So it's there. But let me go over the basic structure for you so that you can have something to work with now, even before you listen to that. I would recommend that, however, you give that link to all of your mastermind members and anybody else out there who's in a mastermind group or starting one, definitely check out that link. Again, episode 808. Now, the structure works like this. We meet once a week, and that's really important because we're meeting regularly. We're able to keep each other accountable, know what each other's up to, and hold each other's goals kind of in high regard there. But the first 5 minutes, we go around really quickly, round robin, and we each share one win we've had from the previous week. And that's really important because it not only gives us something great to start off with, and you know, we start off on a positive note, but leading into the week, we are able to be grateful and proud of the work that we've done and the work that other people have done. It's a really great feeling. It's a great exercise. It's almost like journaling daily with starting with your gratitude and whatnot. Same thing with your mastermind group. Starting off with those wins, really important. Then one person is designated in the hot seat. This person has 45 minutes to talk about whatever they want to help them improve their business in some way, shape, or form. This person is designated beforehand. Typically, it's the person who hosts the webinar, the mastermind group. It doesn't matter where you have the mastermind group. It could be Google Hangouts. It could be on a Skype conference call or GoToMeeting or freeconferencecall.com. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't even have to be in person. None of mine are, although we try to meet in person once or twice a year just because it's great to do that. But what I mean is by somebody who hosts is like every week somebody is either in the hot seat, but also somebody is sort of the moderator, the person who's in charge of, you know, saying people's names and just making sure the person got what they needed out of it. So if you were the moderator the previous week, that means you are going to be in the hot seat this week. That's kind of how it works. So for the first session, just pick two people to do that. And if you're in the hot seat, again, like I said, you have 45 minutes to present or ask questions or whatever. It doesn't always have to be a question or a problem that you have. Sometimes I go into mastermind groups and a person has had an amazing success or a launch and they want to go over the rest of the process with everybody for everybody else's benefit. But most of the time, somebody comes in with, hey guys, this is what I'm up to. This is my plan. Help me poke holes in this. Like, ask me questions. What do you think? Or other people come with a specific problem like, hey, this particular issue happened. Like, what can I go? Where can I go from here? What should I do? And then that way, every single week, it's progression. The next person is in the hot seat the next week, and they do the same thing. And the next person, the week after that. And what's really cool is after you get into a flow, even like 2 months after, you start to remember what other people said. You start to get really in tune and also involved in their businesses. And the key amongst all of this is brutal honesty, not disrespectful honesty. Obviously, there shouldn't be any disrespect. There should be only respect in these groups, but brutally honest advice, because this is what these groups are known for in the successful manner. You need to be welcome to receiving constructive criticism, but you also need to be open to giving constructive criticism. And that's how the formula works. And so then by the end, everybody goes out around with the 10 minutes that you have left, because it's an hour total, and you each share your goals or one thing that you want to accomplish by the next time that you meet. The other thing about this is you want to make sure that this is a priority. The friends and colleagues that I have in my master group have become so important to me because I just not only have gotten to know them and have gotten to know their businesses, and I feel like I've become an integral part in what they've been able to create as well, and them mine, but more than that, they are a top priority in my life. Mastermind groups, they have to become something that you prioritize, because it's very easy to say, oh, well, let's all just get together next week since we have nothing to talk about. No, don't do that. You have to keep it regular. We've even set rules in some of my groups where if a person misses two in a row, and there's really no excuse. Emergencies obviously are fine, but if a person misses two sessions in a row, that they're out of the group. Another thing that's really important is the trust factor. You need to make sure that everybody knows and understands that what is said in the mastermind group stays in the mastermind group unless otherwise noted. So that's really important as well. And then finally, we also have a Facebook group typically that we have together. One of my groups, we're on Basecamp, which is another project management tool. But Facebook group is quite simple to set up. And we're there asking questions, sharing resources, talking about things midweek in between our meetings too. So anyway, that's just a high-level overview of kind of how it works. But to get the details and to give you some more inspiration, definitely check out that link that's associated with episode 808 at askpat.com. So Jennifer, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you. I want to wish you and your other mastermind group members all the best of luck. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd love potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And also FreshBooks, thank you so much for sponsoring the show. You can check them out for free with a trial for 30 days at freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day, as always. And this is from Benjamin Disraeli. The delight of opening a new pursuit or a new course of reading imparts the vivacity and novelty of youth, even to old age. All right, everybody, take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show.
for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.